size estimates remained around 200 acres for the East Fork fire. That number will almost certainly grow over the weekend, as the strategy at this point is to let the fire burn through the black spruce in that area. Refuge Fire Management Officer Christy Bullock says fuel breaks put in along the boundary of the refuge last winter gave an added layer of protection for nearby residents and bought a little time.
With that fire break in place, now we have virtually three lines of defense between where the fire is currently located and the community of Sterling, where before that fuel break was in place, we only had two. So that just provides that much more safety as far as not only to the on-the-ground resources that are taking action, but just provides us decision space.
The fire is burning in a limited protection area about 3 miles away from the nearest road. Approximately 20 people are on the ground monitoring the fire and helping push it further into the refuge. More air support will be in place over the weekend, dropping water where needed. Bullock says that as this is a naturally occurring fire, and as the threat to life or property is relatively low, it will be allowed to simply do its thing. That lessens the risk to firefighters on the ground and can provide a lot of habitat benefits.
But if there's nothing threatened and the fire on the landscape is doing good for the landscape, you know, certainly we don't want to put lives at risk.
As the fire moves into the refuge, there could be some limits on recreational access around Skelack Lake, as that will serve as a main source of water for air tankers. There's also a temporary flight restriction around the fire, and crews are using the Soldotna Airport for refueling and other operations. Smoke from the fire has not been a big problem, and the possibility of rain showers Saturday could keep that in check. Bullock says this is a good time for people to take stock of their own properties as fire season is far from over.
Homeowners who are adjacent to these fuel breaks and those who have any kind of flammable vegetation in their yard, the best case would be for if the homeowner has taken action on their land, on their private land, and done firewise clearing, that works really well in conjunction with anything that the agencies who are coming together to produce these fuel breaks. They all work hand in hand for the best possible result. Plus, it improves your view, and you have a better chance of having some animals come into your yard, and you can actually see them.
And, of course, we'll be keeping tabs on this fire as it develops over the weekend. Be sure to keep an eye on KDLL.org and our Facebook page as well for the latest information as it comes in.